And a report out today says that coral reefs in the Caribbean have declined by more than 50% since 1970 and could disappear in 20 years. For more, let's bring in marine biologist Nancy Knowlton of the Smithsonian Museum of Natural History. And Dr. Knowlton, tell us more about what this report has found.
Well, there are two, I think, big messages from the report. The first one is, of course, that we've lost a lot of living coral, a lot of coral reefs over the last several decades. And that emphasizes the kind of news we've actually been aware of for some time. I think the more important message from this report is that there are actually places that are doing quite well. And those are the places where people and governments have decided to really take care of coral reefs. And so I think although you can cast this as a doom and gloom, there's actually an optimistic message that we know how to repair coral reefs.
But looking at the problem, what is it that's causing it exactly? Because interestingly, it's not just climate change, which is the story that we're hearing over and over again about many environmental problems around the world.
I think there's a tendency to blame everything on climate change, but at least when it comes to coral reefs, a big part of the problem is a problem that we've had for quite a long time, primarily overfishing and also especially for reefs that are close to land, pollution caused by poor land use or poor sewage control, that sort of thing.
And tell us more about the overfishing. What does that do to the reefs themselves?
Well, corals basically are in a battle against seaweeds. And seaweeds grow much faster than corals, but there are lots of things that like to eat seaweeds. And in particular, for the Caribbean reefs, parrotfish play a really important role. And so if you overfish and remove the parrotfish from coral reefs, what happens is you wind up with seaweeds free to grow as fast as they want, and they smother corals. And so if we manage fishing in particular, don't fish these very, very important fish, the parrotfish, then corals can take care of themselves, at least for now.
Can we reverse the trend where trouble has already begun?
Oh, definitely. In fact, there are a number of cases where new measures have been implemented, and then things get better. The nice thing about fish is when you stop fishing them, they actually tend to bounce back fairly quickly.
And put this in context, Dr. Knowlton, of coral reef loss around the world. How are we doing on that front right now?
Well, coral reefs around the world are not in that much better shape than coral reefs in the Caribbean. Increasingly, of course, climate change is coming into play. And in the Pacific there and in the Indian Ocean in particular, there has been quite a lot of coral loss already from climate change.
Dr. Nancy Knowlton is the Sant Chair for Marine Science at the Smithsonian Museum of Natural History in Washington, speaking to us about a new report on coral reef loss in the Caribbean. And we're going to link to that at our website, hereandnow.org. Nancy Knowlton, thank you so much.
Thank you.